Welcome to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397 or send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
On tonight's show, showering with Vera's Wang, mechanics for Justin, and business casual. One singular sensation, every single cup you brew. Do 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 do. One singular sensation, fresh brewed morning for you.
One T-Mobile sensation.
I got Verizon Wireless. That doesn't work quite as nicely in the song or as a cell phone provider.
Oh, that's not one working for you?
Oh. Verizon sensation. Every single call you make.
You gotta squeeze in the wireless. It's German. Because, you know, it's a different company.
Verizon and Verizon Wireless are different companies?
Yeah. Okay. That's the sound of amazement right there. Really?
They can do that?
You're kidding me.
I switched the mute on.
Really?
Because if I hadn't, that's what you would have heard.
Why did you mute yourself? That's all part of your charm.
I have no charm.
No, you have no class. You have plenty of charm.
I have no clothes on right now.
You know what's sad is I know he's serious.
Well, I have underpants on. I have
underpants? How old are you?
Do they have your name on them?
Only on the label.
With a Marks-a-Lot?
My Sharpie.
Oh, do you have any of Sir Marks-a-Lot's albums?
I like big butts.
I cannot lie.
They fit in these well-documented underpants.
Are you really sitting there in your underwear, John?
Yeah, I'm in my underpants. That's all I have on is because it was hot after I got out of the shower, so I left them off.
How warm is it in your place?
Right now, it's upper 70s. Outside, it's probably probably in the 70s.
So,
can we make a new rule? We don't have
clothes?
A lot of rules for the show, but I think one of the rules should be, John, never tell us again to what degree you're undressed. It distracts me.
First of all, not in a good way. But first of all...
Oh, you need puff guard still, too.
Oh, well, I have my improvised puff guard on.
Which means tube sack over your microphone?
No. I put my glasses cleaner over it because it's silky and it's fine and it will let sound go through, but not, I hope, to the puh. But apparently that's not the case.
Well, you can, if you take a pair of pantyhose, which I'm sure you have several, just take one that's got a run in it.
Runner
on girl day.
And stretch it over a, you know.
Like a hoop for.
Needlepoint
like,
hoop.
A wire hanger. Shape a wire hanger and then stretch pantyhose over it.
And you can even then loop it around the base of your microphone stand.
Or just spend the $10 and buy
that's
an actual puff guard.
I looked and they're $20, but I'm willing to spend that if I have to have one.
Oh my God.
It's a lot, but...
It is.
Well, hi, everyone. This is Justin.
And Dina.
And John.
This is take two of our episode.
Yes, we recorded a couple of days ago, and unfortunately, through no fault of mine...
Or mine.
we lost one-third of the show, as in John.
Okay, I admit that there must have been something that I did wrong that caused us to lose my part of the show, but I don't know what I did wrong.
We believe that. What I find most entertaining is that we sat here and we recorded. It was probably 40, 45 minutes long, and then the technical part of the evening comes about, and Justin wanted to go home. He was a little crabby, and when he gets crabby and starts rushing... It is in John's nature to, and everyone else's nature who knows Justin, so it's not just John, to just back off and let him be crabby.
It scares me.
It It is kind of like when your dad would come home and he was in a bad mood and you're like, he's drinking again. He's going to beat mom.
And mom would say, he drinks because of you, dear.
Right.
I would like to just for the record state that I do not agree with this characterization of my personality.
Okay.
Well, we got the drinking part right, though.
Well, sure. I mean.
Well, anyway, you were angry and frustrated, so.
I was hungry and tired.
Which makes you angry and frustrated.
She's got you there.
Well, you do make a compelling point.
I do. So, you know, after the recording had stopped, so is Oprah after the show? When the recording actually continues? There was a moment where Justin asked, so, John, you have opened this up in a second window, right? And you hear the bumbling response of, second window. And that is the exact moment that, in hindsight, I can say, John had fucked up. He thought he might have fucked up. He didn't want to admit that he had fucked up. And later we confirmed that he did, in fact, fuck up. It wasn't even a howdy-do.
Well, I don't agree with you, but I can see that probably that's the point that something did happen, but anyway,
the point
can we
is,
go back to...
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, the point is we're all together now.
Well,
and
virtually.
I'm not crabby yet.
Oh, no. Give it 20 minutes. Ow, I just smacked myself in the face with a puff guard.
I wish you could have seen this, because...
Puff guard to face
her,
contact.
In her moment of trying to be flippant and witty and snap her hand around to read her watch to indicate that, oh, it's too early. You're right. You're not bitchy yet. And then as she flipped her hand, the puff guard flies up and hits her in the glasses.
The dorky glasses.
In those dorky glasses.
Oh, you've turned into Linda. Yeah.
Can we go back to the clothing optional thing again real quick?
It's not optional. That was kind of the point. But go right ahead.
No, it's business casual here at my office.
No, it's casual.
John, you work at home.
Beach casual.
It's nudist casual here in the office.
Somebody the other day... the guy that used to sit next to me.
Ooh, the one I know?
Yeah, definitely. He and I were talking, and I was like, oh, yeah, traffic was hell. I almost tripped over the cat on the way to the office this morning. And so we got started talking about working from home, and I'm like, hell, I'm in my pajamas and bathrobe still. And he gives me a WTMI. Which I think, first of all, is pretty corny and just makes me kind of shudder a little bit. But I'm just like, how stiff are you that telling someone you're in their pajamas and bathrobe makes you nervous?
Well,
it took me 10 seconds to figure out what WTMI was.
Way too much information.
Which I got, but first I was thinking you were going to say he said WTF.
Oh, no.
Well, he would never. That's why I was trying to figure out what would be the, like, equivalent that it would be okay for him to abbreviate. Well, how about when he says his wife's pregnant? That's a little more information, because it puts a visual into your head that you don't necessarily want to see.
Well, what kind of visual are you getting? Because unless you're picturing them fucking.
Okay, well, that's how people get pregnant.
That's how that happens?
Well,
no, Dina, that's how you get pregnant.
That reminds me, when I was a child, my next-door neighbor, Janine, her mom sat her down and made her watch an after-school special about pregnancy. We were like 8. And then she explained it all to me afterward. And much like any other 8-year-old, she didn't fully comprehend what happened. So she told me that boys peed in girls to make babies.
No, boys pee in girls for fetish websites.
I did. I went a long time thinking that was the deal.
Careful where you're pointing that thing.
Exactly. I gotta pee. No. Not by me.
I always thought girls got pregnant by eating salmon. I don't know where that came from.
I always thought girls got pregnant by eating pussy.
No, they get bad breath by eating pussy.
Just popping Altoids. Oh. I meant into it. It's curiously strong.
Owie, 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 it burns, it burns.
It really probably would, yeah.
Use an Altoid Sour.
Oh, couple that with an ice cube, rotate. Okay. The look I'm getting from Justin is priceless.
I can only visualize so much labia, and then I just shut down.
You have been shut down, like the winders.
You know, I was in the shower the other day.
Oh, God, again, John's naked.
Oh, well, fat poop death, John's naked, I guess.
You know, of all of those things, the only one that's gross is the last one.
I think I just threw up in my mouth a little bit.
Well, I was in there, and I was doing that Salt and Pepper song, that push it good.
Wait, Salt and Pepper?
I was listening to some old school music, Salt and Pepper.
With Spinderella.
Spin it up one time.
That's right. Oot, 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 oot.
The roof. Well, the roof. The roof is on fire.
It's a flame.
Well, I was in there. And am I burning an eternal flame?
Yes.
I was in there, and I was doing that push it song, and then of course I turned it into pussy. You know, everybody does pussy good, pussy real good. But then I started turning into like this really gay man.
And well, that was a stretch for you vocally, I'm sure.
But I turned it into like a gay man who was actually a promise keeper who was trying to pretend to be straight. So I was going, oh, pussy good. Oh, no, it's totally good. Pussy real good. Totally.
The thing.
Oh, no, I mean it.
John, can you say the word pussy without an underbite?
Let me try. Okay, here we go. Pussy.
Now do it as a character. Any character.
Pussy. Oh, wait, that's the same thing.
John, give me a noun.
Cats. That is a noun.
Give me a possessive. You know, cats for sale. Episode 23.
Oh, God. That was give me an acronym.
Oh, right. That's right. That's
give me
right.
A what?
Even worse.
Cats.
Give me a verb. Oh. You know, cats. So okay, now, go ahead. I feel like we're on cell phones.
Exactly.
Oh no, you first.
A polycom.
All right. What were you going to say?
I was
going
to say, do you remember there was a song that we heard out to the Hunters, which is the suburban gay bar out here in Greater Chicagoland. And do you remember the song that sounded something like "Deep Fried Pussy"?
Oh, yeah. I remember that
song. Deep fried pussy.
It was Eat My Pussy was the song.
Oh, okay. I thought it was something else.
Well, it's finger looking good.
Kentucky fried pussy.
We turned it into all sorts of things. I think we turned it into Kentucky Fried Chicken Strip pussy or something.
It got a lot of mileage and for some reason seemed a lot funnier back then than it does right now.
We were drunk. It was dark. You know how those things happen.
That was most of my 20s.
So you're talking about cats for sale, and then you said that joke got a lot of mileage. On the way here today, so this wasn't in the original recording, because that was not today, I saw a car, and I'm not a car expert by any means, so when I look at a car, I can obviously read to identify what kind of car it is, but to gauge what year it is, I'm just taking a guess. This appeared to be a mid to late 80s Monte Carlo. So those things are boats. And it had muffler problems and it was very loud.
Muffler problem.
And in the rear window it had a huge like 16 by 20 sign that said for sale. And in the little white bubble where you can write the phone number, there was a phone number, and then bolded, because that means it went over it with the marker three times. Serious inquiries only. I was thinking, I bet you do get a lot of calls. How much for that piece of shit in front of me?
Oh, You know, I, speaking of cars, do you think we, what do you think the chances are that we have a mechanic as a listener?
We've got a little bit of country.
Do we have a little, bit, a little bit of rock and roll?
Yeah.
So anything's possible.
Well, I just, I took my car in for like a oil change, maintenance inspection, blah, 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 blah. And so I go to pick it up and he's like, oh, by the way, I got some bad news. He's like, we need to replace the CV boots. And that's,
are those like
what designer is that?
Well, that's a good question because they said, well, okay, how much does that cost? He's like, oh, it's about $800.
Oh my goodness,
$800 for CV
per
boots?
Boot?
They better be fucking Prada at $800.
The devil wears Prada boots.
Your mechanic does.
Steel-toed Prada boots.
If he, yeah, he does wear Prada. He can afford it because he charged me. He's going to charge me $800.
But he's in Peoria, so he doesn't know what Prada is.
That's right. He's like, oh, I got good. I got Caterpillar boots.
Yeah, Caterpillar boots.
So
got him down to the Kmart.
If there are any mechanics out there, can you help me understand, are CV boots worth eight? I mean, is that just what it costs to have?
Well, we should explain, though, that you drive a high performance vehicle.
It is a high performance vehicle. It's a, but it's a 3 Series BMW. They're just boots. They're little rubber booties, is what they are.
Rubber booties.
You know, if dead grandma was alive now,
she'd whip up something with plastic canvas.
And if plastic canvas wasn't going to work, balsa wood.
Balsa wood.
Oh gosh.
She
yes.
was very handy with the balsa wood.
And she whittled a dildo out of balsa wood for me once.
She did, and it you floated. Still have it.
Oh yeah, it's great.
Well, what's nice is, much like a wok, over time it absorbs
you
the flavors.
It. Yes, absolutely. Exactly. You don't really ever wash it fully. Once you burn the peanut oil on it.
That balsa wood dildo is going to retain that flavor.
I'm going to pass it down to my children.
Generations to come.
You know, it's like the meat vats at the Maid-Rite. They don't ever really clean those things. So they're always full of fat from, like, 1926.
That's what adds the flavor.
Oh, my gosh, yes. They're so good.
No.
I miss the Maid-Rites.
Most people probably don't even know what a Maid-Rite is.
Isn't
Why don't
it like,
you explain?
Well, cheap boiled well, hamburger?
Well, it sort of. But it's if anybody ever saw the Roseanne show when she owned that loose meat sandwich shop.
The Lanford Lunchbox. I'm a white right. trash aficionado.
It's basically loose hamburger that's been cooked with onion, salt, and pepper, and that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's sloppy joe without the joe. Or no, it's and just the joe. It's not the sloppy.
Joe does clean up nicely.
Oh, definitely. Joe Black?
They're so
I met
good,
him.
Though.
Oh, yeah. Just I keep a little hand towel by the bed. He cleans up nicely.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Don't touch that towel.
Except
don't
your name's Jose.
It's crunchy.
Or Joseph with an F because he's Polish.
Eastern
European boys.
It's the little things in life.
European boys seldom have little things. Well,
but they have hoodies.
Oh.
And it's getting chilly out, so it's good to have hoodies.
Turtlenecks. Let's talk about that. That's something I don't think we've ever talked about on our show.
Turtlenecks?
Penises or turtlenecks?
Circumcision.
Oh.
Oh.
I'm circumcised, if that's...
Well, that's... Me too. But,
I think you got a designer circumcision, because I've never seen such a finely pruned labia in my
oh,
life.
Oh, pruned.
The stitching
by wrinkled,
is immaculate.
Maybe, but it's a whip stitch. Oh, that's funny. But no, what's your opinion of what's your preference in another? Or do you have a preference?
I think the uncircumcised ones are pretty.
I don't know that I have a strong preference. I suppose from a purely aesthetic standpoint, I think circumcised penises are more pleasing. But beyond that, I don't know that I really have a preference. I mean, when they get hard, it pretty much looks the same anyway.
Yeah, it's just a
Most
wrinkle
of the
then.
Time. Yeah. It's like a little...
A wrinkle in time.
Saves 9.
Saves 9 inches.
Ooh.
So I don't...
Well, having dated the entire United Nations...
Yes.
That's me. I can say that there are a few, you know, over the years I've pretty much said that a boy's junk is not attractive, generally speaking.
I don't agree with that.
I disagree also.
Well, I have found exceptions to that rule, but I still think that's the rule. No.
Okay.
He puts his ear to the microphone. Can I hear? Can I hear?
She was rotten to the core.
And great to the Navy.
It's in Fleet Week. Fleet Enema Week.
Oh. You're on the wheel.
69 cents, aisle 4.
That's Walgreens special, you know, in San Francisco. Welcome, sailors. Fleet Enema Week.
Terrible.
But true.
Your harbor is wide open.
Ooh, those are some crystal blue waters.
Ooh, 100% pure love?
100%. 110 if you're...
Well, blue waters. That's when she married. She took the name Blue.
I think somebody wonderful. Dropped some broccoli and gravy in there.
Oh. That's number 47 on the menu.
That phone should stop in just a second.
Maybe you should answer it. I'm in my home office. Okay. Dressed appropriately for the situation, I'm sure.
I hope it's not a video phone.
My goodness, there's an answering machine on that.
So, was there more to the United Nations?
Well, I was just going to say that I guess I prefer the circumcised, but I don't know. It's nicer because if your teeth get in the way while you're getting your business on, with the boy's got a little extra flesh, it doesn't hurt as much for him. So that's nice because it's like, cramp. Whatever. I can relax for a second. I don't have to get up off this. But in addition, it's kind of, I just find it more visually pleasing if, you know, we're cut.
Well, I wish that you had a camera on my face at the moment that she says, cramp, I don't have to get up off this. Because my face lost all emotion and I just sort of paled out for a moment.
Why?
I don't know. I guess the thought of you between somebody's legs given head just bothered me a little bit. I think of you as my little sister.
Oh, well, just so you know, usually I'm not between the legs. I'm kind of off to the side. It's more
me
like,
too.
Yeah, it's a lot easier. I think.
Now, when you for 69, do you prefer a on top of each other 69 or a both laying on your side 69?
I really don't like 69. I think it's the dumbest thing ever.
I agree.
How so?
For me, it's I can't concentrate enough on what I'm doing to enjoy what's happening. So I would rather just take turns.
And no two torsos are ever the same size.
Oh, thank you. I'm short, so, I mean, if you're dating a really short guy, that works okay, but I'm not now, so it would just never logistically happen. What about you? What's your input there?
I don't have the aversion to 69ing that the two of you do. I would prefer on the side. It just, you can maneuver.
Can I get my 69 on the side?
I want to be able to control how much I'm taking at any
no
point.
Tomato.
In time. No tomato.
I just like
the 69.
I just like
side.
I like to dip it in, you know, on each forkful.
Well, you have more control, certainly, because if you're on top of each other and you're on the bottom, you're kind of at
smothered.
The mercy. Yeah, smothered and covered, and these
smothered
are not
brothers.
Hash browns. and it also, in my opinion, it gives you a little more versatility for going, you know, exploring
the
various
butthole.
Regions, including the butthole.
Yeah.
So.
Now, that's what I will get in between the legs is for some butthole play.
Sure.
You know, this is turning into some sort of big sexual naked episode. I don't think we've ever had this much nudity in one episode before.
You're the only one who's naked. And if you've got...
I'm not naked. I've got underpants
thank
on.
Thank God, because if you said, well, I'm naked now, I would really wonder what about this conversation was doing it for you.
John, I dare you to take your underpants off right now on live
no.
podcast internet.
No.
Justin, I dare you. It's a nervous laughter. We're at his workplace in
yeah,
front
we're
of
in
the
my
window.
Office.
There's no one here.
I'll take my shoes off.
Oh, I'll take my shoes off.
Oh, please don't.
I'll show
no,
you
don't
that.
Let her.
Hey. don't. My feet aren't stinky today.
Well, today I'm proud of you that you're admitting that it is a distinct possibility.
Oh, I had to throw away a pair of shoes not too long ago. I'm like, oh, these are funky. They got to go. These are relatively new shoes.
Oh, I like those shoes.
Oh, well, thanks. They're actually girl shoes. Usually I buy boys' brown shoes, so. I got the wide feet.
Ooh.
Barney Rubblefoot, as I like to think of it.
Rubble. Since we're talking about penises and stuff like that, I joined a new gym.
Oh.
Just what? Down a few blocks from me.
Jazzo?
Is that the kind of workout you're trying to give your body?
Well, I don't know what kind of workout you mean.
Well, your penis. You said it.
Oh, no.
Speaking of penises, I joined a new gym.
Right.
No, the workout of the penis is in my home gym.
It's in your home office. Your total home gym.
Now, do you do free weights or do you have a machine?
No, they're locked up. I don't use the free weights.
Well, I actually, the nice thing is that they now offer that as an attachment for your Solo Flex, so...
Well, with as much as it costs, it should come with it.
For as much as it costs...
Solo Flex?
Wait a minute. Isn't that what it's called?
No, Bow I'm not flex. Laughing at you, but solo as in alone.
Oh, but I think it's called Bowflex, not Solo Flex. Are those competing products?
Solo Flex is an old school version.
One moment,
Bowflex
please.
Is the one you see now with Chuck Norris.
Oh, have you seen the Chuck Norris website? Have we talked about that?
I've seen
it. Chuck Norris was not born. He kicked his way out of his mother's womb or something like that.
Yeah, well, it's Chuck Norris, all sorts
everything.
Of
it's
things.
It's like the Yo Mama jokes, really. Yo Mama teeth so yellow when she talks, she spit butter.
Apparently, Bowflex and Solo Flex.
I bet they're from the same company.
I don't know.
Which is they not like Verizon websites. And Verizon Wireless.
So those are actually two different companies?
Well, they
like
have
not even...
They have two different websites and appear to... I mean, they look different, but I...
Are
who
you
knows?
Going back to Verizon, John? Is that what you meant?
Yeah,
they're separate companies.
But they're not like owned by one parent company. They're actually two completely separate things named the same thing.
Well, they might
almost.
Be.
No, they're the same. They're of the same family.
Right. Oh. But they have their own infrastructure. Hell, they have their own benefits. That's how I know.
Oh, right. Well, speaking of the gym, my gym is not for the shy. It's really not. The showers there are without dividers or curtains or anything like that.
Oh,
so it's
gangbang showers.
The kind you see in the videos.
Tijuana, go to the gangbang.
Tijuana Toilet Tramps 3.
Which, by the way, I'd like my DVD back. Thank you.
I'll overnight it to you. So I've kind of gone with the flow. I don't mind. Well, I do. I kind of am self-conscious about it, but I just whip it out and walk in and do my business and then get out of there. But I've noticed that there's a lot of guys at my gym that are not shy about talking naked. Have you ever known these guys, ever met these guys or seen these guys in your gym?
Oh, absolutely. The guys that will have a half-hour conversation with their buddy while their wang is just sticking out.
Is it sticking on or just kind of hanging up?
Well, it's just hanging.
Vera's they're Vera Wangs.
Well, the gym is cheaper than Steamworks, so.
Well, but for some reason, these guys always tend to talk to guys that are seated. Which it makes it even more disturbing because you're right at eye level with the wang.
Well, and just in general, you've also noticed that the only men who walk around the gym naked and have conversations naked are the guys that you don't want to see naked.
Right. They're all 80 and flabby.
And the hot guys that you want to stare at are the ones that are like crouched behind the locker door and they wear their big, you know, pajama oversized t-shirts so that you can't see them changing their undies. And
right.
It's a shame. It really
is. Don't look at me. I'm horrid.
What do you do?
Because
you're neither of those things.
I'm a middle of the road. Like, I just change. I don't try and hide, but I also spend as little time buck-ass naked as possible.
What about you, Jen?
Before we go to me, I just pictured Justin, like, getting naked and floating into the shower for some reason. like on a parade or something. I don't know.
And I picture you walking up to people and shaking their hands and putting your fingers in your armpits and sniffing them and
doing your finger
in your belly button, other finger in the ear.
Doing that mango bit from Saturday Night Live where I smacked my butt as I walked by.
Or theirs.
I do. But no, I just, I walk over to the shower, hang my towel up, and hop in.
I will say there are some beautiful, beautiful, beautiful men who work out at my gym. Do you have gym boyfriends, John?
No.
Oh, like boys that tend to seem to keep the same schedule that you do, that you see regularly, and you... I see the same guys, and I'm in love with a few of them. But I make up stories about their lives, like what they do and where they're gonna go after the gym. And
it's never home to a wife and kids, is it? Never.
Oh no, it is.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes after they've stopped off at Steamworks.
No, I don't make up stories like that. And I haven't really been going long enough to know who's on what schedule. Except there's a lot of lesbians at my gym. Like there's. And they're my like gym girlfriends, if you want to call them that. But no, I haven't noticed it about the boys yet.
And I'm not social at all at the gym. I mean, there are some people that know everyone and they're talking and they're, you know, no, I put my headphones on, I do my business, and then I get the hell out.
Yes, me too.
Thanks for engaging me in conversation there, John.
You know, it's funny, though, because Justin always has boyfriends, and I did air quotes around that, anywhere. It's like, oh, that's my internet boyfriend.
Oh, that's my white Honda Civic boyfriend.
Right, exactly. That's my interstate
Walmart
boyfriend.
Right.
It's always, that's my Old Country Buffet boyfriend. That's my Caesars boyfriend. That's my...
Well,
it's because he doesn't know their
names. You have to be able to tell them apart somehow.
Oh, that reminds me, John once dated two people at the same time and called him number one and number two.
John, that's terrible.
Well.
And the thing is, to this day, I don't think he knows both of their names.
Is that true, John?
No. Well, one of them, I know what they looked like, but I don't remember their names.
How long ago was this?
Oh, several years ago.
Before he was married.
Before John, yeah.
Before his unfortunate incarceration.
BJ. Before John.
Mm.
Is that like after MASH?
Right, the honeycut years.
Go ahead. No. I was going to Howdy Do's. I don't know what you were going to.
Oh, I was just going to say that I'm, you know, still relatively new to the MySpace, but the invitations to join various groups have grown exponentially. I probably get about 30 a week now.
To join groups?
Yes.
I never get group invitations.
Oh, no, I get those too.
You never get invited to group sex, Justin?
No, I said I never get invited to MySpace groups.
Oh.
Oh.
But I've never been invited to MySpace group sex.
Oh. Well, we could have MySpace.
I get
MySpace
them like twice a week.
Yeah, I'm getting tons of them. And I'm glad, because I get a little excited when I see, ooh, new messages. And then it's like, oh, you know, stick your hot cock in me invites you to come Guzzler's group.
Did you join?
No, I won't join any of these groups. I might lead one, but I will not.
You have to be at your goal before you can be a leader.
That's
or a lifetime member.
Oh, thank you for the Weight Watchers speak. I sure. Have been getting a few more messages from some of our listeners that I have as my best friends. And one today wrote to me and said, you know, oh, Dina, I think you're funny. I wish I could be funny, but I'm afraid that if I tried, I would probably end up on the dial. Probably pointed more towards the John end.
Oh.
But as an homage to John, he did sign it Neb, and his name is Ben. So,
oh, that's fun.
It's kind of like, well, you might not think it's funny, but you find something endearing about him.
Who, me?
You.
Oh.
I find you endearing.
I'm endearing in the headlights?
Yes.
You got to be careful because, you know, hitting them is going to hurt you more than it hurts them.
Oh. It'll damage your car.
I've hit and nearly killed a deer that had to be shot.
Did they do it in front of you?
Well, yeah. So I had called the police after hitting this deer. So it was, I was like 19, home from school, driving my mom's car, a Geo Metro, by the way. And two deer dart out of the woods across the street. And my eyes focused on the first one, which is good because that one was much larger. And then as a result, I hit the second one because I was so focused on staying away from the first. And it, you know, it didn't total the car. It was, we drove it back. You couldn't put it back into park. It was stuck in drive. So the good thing that car will idle for about 18 hours with its three cylinders. But
is that when you broke your ankles?
No. But before leaving there, we called the police and they came and the deer was mostly dead but suffering. So the guy looks at me and he's like, "Now, are you going to be all right with this?" I'm like, "Oh, just shoot it already.
Give me the fucking gun."
So he shoots the deer. And seriously, at this point, we had a line of probably about 10 different pickups who wanted the deer. And what I had heard, and someone said, is that if you shoot a deer, and I don't know if this is true, shooting a deer in the head and killing it that way somehow damages the meat of the deer. Like, I don't know if it releases some sort of chemical, or I have no idea.
I'm not a taxidermist.
I'm thinking a dead is dead.
It's muscle. I mean, it's...
Yeah, I don't get it. That deer was in shape, too. There was a lot of muscle there.
Oh, yeah. That deer had a six-pack.
Well, then it was the deer's fault for jumping out in front of me. But, yeah, and I'm like, can you at least wait till the police show up so that I can prove that I didn't hit the telephone pole? Because it kind of looked like I had. I'm like, before you take the deer away? But then there was a big fight. I was surprised by how many of these people were equipped to take one with them right then.
They weren't throwing it in the back of their Ford Escort, I take it.
No, Brownie.
I got my deer apparatus with me. I got a DT7400, so we'll be able to load her up right here. Hydraulic lift.
Hydraulic lift.
Oh, let's do some howdy do's.
Let's. My first howdy-do is to Brian, because Brian is probably, or at least knows, a whole bunch of the guys or people like the ones I was just describing. He lives in D.C. now, but he originated in northern Wisconsin, where I just have visions of what northern Wisconsin people are like, and it involves a lot of flannel and hunting and snowmobiles, facial hair. Right. All of it. I'm like, I'm glad that you escaped that and managed to move to civilization. So congratulations, and howdy-do.
Well, I have a howdy-do for RJ. RJ is in Texas, and RJ said that he, for some reason, feels the need to drink me under the table. And RJ, I'd love for you to do that, and when you're done, let's have some cocktails.
No, that's milking you under the table.
Oh. No, I am always up for a challenge when it comes to drinking alcohol. So RJ, he's out down to the Dallas. So we'll have to get together and go to the, oh, hell, what are the name?
You were there.
I don't know. Roundup. What's the name I think of that? Roundup was the country western bar. So we'll go and we'll drink. And now RJ also told a story about when he was a poor kid, which we can all relate to. And his mom would put used plastic bags on his shoes.
Yeah, that made me laugh a little bit. Reminded me of when my mom would put plastic bags over my feet to get them into the boots.
But yours were like bread bags.
Yeah, bread bags.
His were like generic Ziplocs.
They were like tube socks.
Howdy do, RJ.
My first howdy-do is going out to Liz the Lezzy from Large Island, Ooh. New York. I don't actually know if Liz is a lesbian or not, and I just like to say Large Island instead of Long Island. So howdy-do, Liz.
Howdy-do. I'm completely ignorant of Texas geography, I admit, because fucking state's too damn big. They need to break that shit up into about four. Give three more people jobs as governors. Where would we put that?
Well, the rest of the Bush family needs to work somewhere.
Right. Exactly.
There's a girl there somewhere.
Oh, girls will never be president. They'll never be governor in Texas. Donnie out in central Texas, which is as big as Illinois as far as I'm concerned. He was chatting me up on the AIM the other day, and with a name like Donnie, it has to be good. No, I did assume that he's gay. I completely did the same thing. And so immediately I asked him, how gay are you? And his response was, not at all. And it turns out, I think he may have been telling me the truth. I only say may have because, Donnie, I don't trust any man who tells me that he's straight. In fact, I ask my boyfriend at least once or twice a week.
Well, what about Donny Osmond? Donny Osmond is straight.
Oh, right.
Right.
I have a howdy-do for Jessica. Jessica is in Baltimore.
Oh.
And Jessica feels a little slighted, Dina, by the way you categorized Baltimore. And she doesn't think you gave it the proper credit.
Well, I believe I did give it the proper credit. You've got a nice aquarium down there, and
10 gallon
at least.
That's right.
They got sharks in the 10 gallon aquarium, and
Rawr, Shark Week.
Oh, it's the Discovery Channel with Justin. If you all could see his arms, he looked like a stingray. I thought he was going to kill me. But I did see a man puking out the driver's side door while driving downtown Baltimore.
Ooh, that's fun.
That's talent, really. I
was in Macomb for the weekend.
Oh, sure, yeah.
You know where that is, right?
Next to my brush.
Right.
Next to my brush.
Yeah, it was homecoming, so I went home. I come home. And we were driving down the street, and there was this girl we couldn't tell what she was doing. She's kind of leaned up against a car, and we thought maybe she was, and her friend, and they were talking on the phone or something. As we got close, we realized that, no, she was leaning against the car so she could squat and take a piss on the sidewalk there where the car was parked. It was a big house party. So people aren't shy.
The house big, or was the
I
party
I knew
big?
You were going to say that. Were kid and play there? Salt and pepper.
They were both big.
Nutmeg and cinnamon were there too.
So, and oh, by the way, if you ever want to feel old, go spend a weekend in a town of 20,000 people where 12,000 of them are between the ages of 18 and 21.
Oh, well, I'm sure that was good for your ego, but it was great for your pocketbook.
That's right.
That's the best part about going to a college town, especially after living in Chicago.
Two top shelf drinks, that'll be $4.50. No, I'll pay for both of them.
That is for both of them. That's funny stuff.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I interrupted you.
Yes, you did. So speaking of, I have some howdy do's. You guess who I saw down in the by random pure happenstance, Linda Fess.
Really?
I did.
Oh. You were just imitating her moments ago.
I did. So howdy do to Linda Fess. Saw Matthew and Sal as well.
Does Linda Fess, are you alive? I haven't talked to you in so long, and if you listen to this podcast, which I don't believe you do, you would have written to me or something, because you'd be like, you got a fucking boyfriend?
Okay, so after you just said that, what I wanted to let you know is that Linda was like, I have written Dina like 10 different times. I'm like, what email address are you using? And it was your Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Some Yahoo email address, and I said, oh, no. So I gave her your new email address.
Linda Fess, like, I await a response from you and eagerly will respond.
And she listens to every episode and knows them better than we do.
Really?
Just so you know.
Oh, that's hotter pussy than I thought.
So you might want to take back that little rant. That you
I just assumed she didn't listen.
She may, if we had a contest, she may win as our biggest fan. I mean, she really.
You calling her fat?
Well, she's...
Are you calling her fat?
No, she's just got a big Hunter Douglas. It's about 17 inches wide. Hunter.
It's a ceiling fan? What is that?
Hunter Douglas?
Hunter Patrick, too. I have... This actually is a good lead-in to my next howdy-do. We have a listener named Michelle who has been having dreams about us.
Oh, poor Michelle. And
those are called nightmares.
We're not responsible for the psychotherapy that will be necessary.
The one thing that stuck out about it is that she said that Dina was walking around slapping people on the ass, which is funny because that actually happens when we take Dina to bars with us.
Well, okay, first of all, the way you phrased that, when we take Dina to bars, it's kind of like when you put a dog in the kennel.
When she gets a weekend pass and her doctor says it's okay, we take her to bars.
So when I'm willing
to go. Did you walk Dina?
Yes, there are two things involving asses that are my favorites within bars with Dina. One is Dina just grabs any ass she wants.
I usually ask permission.
And the second is when we play the game where, okay, Dina, we're going to walk through this bar, and if any boys suddenly turn around and look as if someone just randomly grabbed their ass, look guilty.
Oh, but wait, yeah. There's an addendum to that part of the game. It's if he looks with a scowl, look guilty. If he looks interested, then point me out. Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Well, I got a howdy-do for Steve. Steve lives in D.C. now.
Hi,
and
Steve.
Originated in San Diego. He wrote us a really long email, and I love that because, don't get me wrong, I like hearing from everybody, but I really enjoy when people divulge information about themselves, especially since we divulge so much. It seems it's only fair to tell me a little something about you. So he had a very optimistic outlook on life. He said he is not hot. no, seriously, he did say that he's fun at parties. So if we ever have a party and you want to come all over Justin's face, you are more than welcome.
You just come.
Bring Sven.
You better believe it. Well, I have another howdy-do. This one's for Aaron. Aaron says that he was unfortunate enough to be shown the Beefcakes of the Three Lakes calendar that Justin gave Dina not too long ago. So I take it that he didn't enjoy it as much as we did when he viewed
it. Well, I don't know that we'd say we enjoyed. But it's in the back of my car, and anybody who's ridden in my car recently has taken a gander and said, who gave you this?
Who hates you so much
that they would give this to you? And they bought this? Yeah. Not
do you know how much
either.
I paid for that?
$18.
That's right.
I remember everything. I get my itemized bill.
I'm taking that out of your Christmas present fund.
Oh.
I do a budget. I allocate based on how much I like you, how much
I'll spend. Well, good thing I have an infinite number of dollars in my bucket. Because you like me so much, I mean.
I love you.
I love you.
Aww.
And John?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
All right, we need to wrap this shot
up. Wrap
it. So,
how can people get in touch with us?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. They can send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
They can leave us a voicemail, 773-828-4397.
They can look for two of us on the AOL Instant Messenger, that's AIM, at dtwfjustin and dtwfdina, or you can get any of us on our MySpace accounts, which are available at the website.
And by the way, don't forget that you can help support us by clicking on our iTunes link from our main page and then shopping your heart out at the iTunes music store, and we get a small little portion of that to contribute to our fund.
Or you could help support me by buying me new bras. Good luck.
BigBoobyBras.com.
Right.
They're pretty costly.
Indeed they are. If you had to think about the dollar per square inch of fabric there, it's ridiculous how much a bra costs me. On average, $30 a piece.
Wow.
Yeah, that's why I can't. Oh, go ahead.
Mine aren't near that much.
Well, you only have to wear one once a week.
You buy the cheapies.
Well, it's my girl day.
Must be thirsty.
Oh, and I just want to say happy birthday to Sergio, who's going to listen on his birthday, I bet, while he's probably trying to scramble and get a thesis written.
Oh, happy birthday, Sergio. All right, kids, we will see you next week. Don't forget to keep your eyes peeled for our online store, too, because we're about to open.
It's not just a pipe dream.
That's right. It's roll. It's roll. I promise. Bye, bitches.
Bye.
Bye, merchandise.